Good morning, everybody. Good morning, all of you who are live streaming today. Put that down. Thank you very much. Good to see everybody today. I'm glad that everybody's here at school. Stand up and say our pledges, and we're going to get started. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will hide its word in my heart that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands, one Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty for all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you for all you've done for us. Thank you for giving us another day at school. We pray now that we might get something out of this devotional, and we'll give you praise and thanks. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You may be seated. Today we're going to be looking at a guy by the name of Andrew. Andrew. Who can tell me who Andrew was? Anybody? Who? Huh? Peter's brother? Yeah. It was Peter's brother. Okay, we're going to take a look at him and see what Andrew's all about. Now, Andrew, his family, he was living in Bethesda. It's a small town along the Sea of Galilee. There are two other cities also called Bethesda. One of them is 3 miles inland, and there was another one that was right along the seashore there. Now, Andrew was the son of Jonas, and the Jonas was a fisherman who taught Andrew how to support his family by fishing. In Matthew chapter 4 and verse 18, it says, "And Jesus, walking along the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting the nets into the sea, for they were fishers." Andrew and his brother Peter were two guys that were taught by their dad how to be fishermen. You know, back in the days of the Bible, and even when I was growing up, fathers would teach us how to do a trade or how to support your family by what they learned how to do. My dad was a meat cutter, and he taught me how to cut meat. He taught me how to run a grocery store and things like that. Well, Andrew was no different. His dad taught him how to be a fisherman. Wouldn't it be nice to go out and sit in a boat all day with a fishing pole in the water and catching fish? But you know, Andrew was a fisherman. He was taught by his brother by his dad how to take and be a fisherman. You know, many families of that day had a lot of children. It's not known if Peter and Andrew were the only two children, but there's many that believe there was many more brothers and sisters. Andrew was a very religious man. Andrew was, much like others of that day, looking for the Messiah to come, and he may have listened to many rabbis preach about the coming Messiah, and he might have been interested in knowing more about when the Lord was going to come. You know, Andrew was one of John the Baptist's disciples. In John chapter 1, verse 35, it says, "Again the next day after John stood and two of his disciples," in Matthew 1:40, it says, "One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother." You know, it's unclear how long that Andrew had been following John the Baptist. It's unclear how long that he had been interested in the Lord. But we do, many believe that Andrew was baptized by John the Baptist. And many believe that he may have been there when Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist. Many believe that he may have been there along the sea, the Jordan River, when Jesus was baptized and the dove came down and landed upon him, and the voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." We need to realize that Andrew was very curious, he was very inquisitive. He wanted to know what was going to happen down the road. Now, Andrew was also a soul winner. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 41, it says, he first findeth his own brother, Simon, and saith unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. Now, Andrew realized he had found Jesus, and he wanted his brother to have the same salvation that he had. Now, you know, that's very, very important that we need to be soul winners. We need to take and try to win as many as we can to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not unclear, though. It's unclear how many people Andrew actually led to the Lord. However, he led many, many to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we should not be any different than what he is. You know, we should want to see people get saved. We should want to see people come to know the Lord and have a desire to see their family and those that we are around saved. You know, we can all do this a number of different ways. Number one, we can take and do it by passing out tracts. Another way we can do it is by our testimony, by showing them God's word. We can show them why it's important to turn to the Savior. We should want everyone to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. It's, you know, our time here on earth is going to be real short. We're living in the last of the last days right now. And Christ's return could come back any time. And Andrew wanted to make sure that everybody knew what it was. Now, we need to realize also that Andrew is believed to have brought the lad that had the five fish, or the five loaves and the two small fishes to the Lord and to feed the 5,000. Now, in his calling, in Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 to 20, it says, and Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting nets into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. When Jesus called them, they went with him immediately. I mean, they didn't wait. Now, think about this for a minute. Here was Andrew and Peter. They were out making a living for their family. And Jesus walked by, and he says, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. And they immediately left their nets. They left their boats. They left everything that they had, and they followed the Lord. They didn't ask how much money they were going to get paid. They did not ask what kind of an insurance program that they were going to get. They didn't ask what their 401k retirement was going to be. And they didn't ask if they were going to travel first class or coach. They immediately forsook all that they had, and they followed the Lord. You know, Jesus would make them fishers of men, and they would be some of his first soul winners. When Jesus calls us into service, we need to forsake all and follow him. You know, there's no greater occupation than to be employed by the King of Kings. There's no way, there's way too many today who will set back and want somebody else to do the job instead of doing it themselves. We need to be ready to forsake all and follow the Lord in his calling. But he was also a helper. Andrew was a helper. He wasn't just somebody that sat back and said, well, let somebody else do it. But he was a helper. In John chapter 6, verses 8 and 9, it says, one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon's Peter's brother, saith unto him, there's a lad which hath five barley loaves and two small fishes, but what is that to so many? Who was the one who found the lad? Andrew. Who was the one who helped pass out the baskets of food? Andrew. You know, nowhere in Scripture does it say Andrew ever became a great preacher. Nowhere does it say that he became a great evangelist or a great missionary. We don't see Andrew mentioned a whole lot after Jesus' ascension into heaven. Andrew's not mentioned hardly at all after that. In his death, it's not for sure what exactly happened to him in his death, but many believe that he was crucified. He was beaten, he was scourged, and then he was crucified on a cross, just like Jesus was. And we need to realize that many of the disciples and apostles, they all died martyr's death. Every one of them did. John, the one that wrote John, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, and Revelation, he was boiled in oil, alive. They boiled him in oil alive, and he lived. They took him out of the oil, and there was no hurt on him at all. Now, think about that. I burned myself last night. I took some, I had cheese and crackers in the microwave, and I took it out, and the plate broke as I took it out. Something was wrong with the plate, and the plate broke. And that all came down on my hand, and I burned my hand. I know what it feels like to get burned, and but think about John getting dipped in boiling oil. But when he came out, there was no hurt on him at all. And the governor was so upset, and he didn't want the people to know about it. That's why he exiled John on the Isle of Patmos. And we're going to see John down the road here when we do him. But Andrew, it's believed that he was crucified on a cross that was placed in the form of an X. Instead of a regular cross, it was an X, and they had his hands on the top, and they had his legs spread out on the bottom, and that's how he was crucified. And we need to realize that Andrew was a man that was a good soul winner. He led Peter, his brother, to the Lord, and yet he, at the same time, he preached the gospel, and he was martyred because of it. And there's an awful lot of people that have been martyred over the years and killed for the cause of Christ. And we need to always remember that we need to live our lives every day for the honor and glory of God. So, but that is a little bit of Andrew. So let's have a word of prayer. Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you for all you've done for us. I pray now that you'll guide and direct us. Be with us, I pray. Help us and guide us in all we do and say, and we'll give the praise and thanks. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, just as an announcement, this coming Sunday morning, we're going to start our fall program. And this weekend, I heard through the grapevine that Digger Dan's going to be here on Sunday morning. And so you want to be here Sunday morning for Sunday school to see Digger. Digger's a good friend of mine. And he's going to be here Sunday morning to be in Sunday school, and you don't want to miss him. But we got a lot to do today. Make sure that you get everything accomplished. The high school, I need to see your goal cards today because I'm going to start a database, and I'm going to track your progress. So make sure you I need to see your goal cards as soon as possible. So any other questions? Problems, suggestions. All right, let's go. Thanks, Dana.